Hello, everybody. I'm Susanna Mars, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. This season, I was doing a show with Val Landrum, and she would talk here and there about the Oregon Children's Theater Young Professional Program, which is now called the Young Professional Company. And we started talking about it. I realized I knew very little about it and that they were doing some really amazing things. So we started talking about getting a student in from the program and talking to Val Landrum, Stan Foote, and I have student Emma Stewart here with me, which ironically, Emma goes to my daughter's high school. So we're going to start off with Emma describing the program because she's very much involved in it and participating in every way. So tell us about the program.
So I'm a fourth year at the Young Professionals program, and the cool thing about this company is that you get exactly what you put into it. So if you go to like every workshop and you go to every event, you get so much experience. But if you're more on the busy side, then you can do less, but you still get as much as you can out of it.
When you talk about participating in the program, what time do you arrive? And are you going to participate today sometime?
It's less of a scheduled like meeting thing and more of a, we get opportunities to go to events with professionals in like lots of different genres and professions. I just finished doing the Young Playwrights for Change thing, which it's an event where middle schoolers actually, they wrote plays for an event and they won, and their plays were done by us, the Young Professionals. We were the actors, and then there were directors such as Marcy Croson and a bunch of other really cool directors in town.
Great. So you kind of got farmed out as actors for an event.
Yes.
And then you get to work with new directors and other designers and so on to bring these plays to life for other groups.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a one-day intensive.
Now, Stan was telling me that, you know, you're going to leave this program with a lot of knowledge, including some technical aspects of theater. What's the type of design or technical information that you've learned that's your favorite thing so far?
So far, my favorite is stage managing. Mm-hmm. I stage managed my first show, actually, with Val Landrum, Orphans, and that was a completely new experience for me, and it was really, really interesting, and I think I grew a lot from that experience, but now I also have this I've stage managed a show thing in my pocket, which is really cool. The other thing I've done is I've house managed a lot for our shows and in our space. And I also did a lighting apprenticeship with Don Crosley. With Don Crosley.
So here's the thing. You've mentioned three really big areas in the theater work. People may not know what those people do. So stage management, for instance, give a little rundown of what your responsibilities were.
A lot of it was corralling actors. There was a lot of, all right, everyone, we need to be here now doing this. I also learned how to run a lighting board and a sound program, which is super valuable because I can use that at school events too. Mm-hmm. Like if I go and run lights and sound for a concert for like the band, I get volunteer hours, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then house managing, that consisted of me talking to audience members, making them feel welcome, giving curtain speeches sometimes, and communicating with the stage manager of the show in between them and the box office.
And then for the lighting design?
For lighting design, I got to sit down with Don Crosley, who's an incredible lighting designer. He's amazing. And talk to him about his process and like listen to him about what he's thinking in each moment. And I watched him run the light board and set up cues. And this was before I did the stage managing, so that was really helpful for when I did end up running the light board, because I kind of knew where I was. So that was really interesting to have that perspective on the design aspect.
Then house manager, you're in the front of house, which is a whole different experience where you're wrangling audience and making sure people get in the house. And as a young person, how is that to have that kind of authority?
That's really fun for me because I love interacting with people. It's one of my favorite things. I just love to talk to people and like just smile and just make them feel happy. So that was one of my favorite things to do when I'm when I don't have anything else to do.
Well, I have to ask Val, because I know she directed Orphans, and that was a really amazing undertaking for you. And when you are working in this environment, you're working with students in so many areas. How do you, what do you focus on as a director? You're directing the students in the play, and then are you also overseeing some of the other educative kind of aspects of the production?
Well, I think the first person that isn't here and Stan can attest to this, that really it is Danny Baldwin who kind of heads the program. And so Danny's the producer, and so I'm working pretty tightly with her, and then also Don Crosley, because he was kind of production manager on the project, and also Emma. So that was kind of my team. But so the first person that we should mention with all in response to that question is Danny Baldwin, who heads the program. So I was working with her. She was overseeing everything, plus also doing pretty much all the props and dealing with all the designers. And then Don Crosley, who was the production kind of manager, and then Emma, of course. So that was kind of my team. But I think what makes me so passionate about the YP program is that you're working with these students that they're getting paid, you know, they auditioned, but they are still hungry. So it's like working with the minor leagues, kind of, you know, if you get jaded with the major leagues and then you go and watch like a minor league baseball game, and there's just all this heart and passion and desire. So what is also great about it is that Danny allows me to do things like, this is a show that's written for three men, and we had a cast where it was, you know, double cast so that women could play these roles as well. And then we also were able to have an equity actor in it, which is, I think, pretty rare for OCT, but it, particularly for this
first
program.
Equity actor for the young professional company, yes.
And that's so exciting and important, I think, just because then the young people have a mentor, they can see a process, a professional process, and just start to emulate it in terms of the kind of commitment and...
Yeah, and
he was
great. I mean, he's a pro of all pros. Plus, he also has the high school program out at Sunset, James Farmers, who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I was really lucky in that sense. I mean, it was hard work, but when you have those people around you, it's pretty easy. The one thing that is a little different in that directing style is that you have to, first of all, it's double cast, so that's pretty ambitious. But the other thing is that you are... teaching as well as you're kind of directing. But like I said, my five young professionals that I had, it didn't take much. You know, they could take the advanced notes, so I was lucky.
They're well trained too.
Yeah. So that, you know, that goes with the program, and that's why I'm passionate about it, because it's coming from a place that in Chicago at Steppenwolf, when I was in high school and doing a program similar there, you know, for my money in this town, there are a lot of great training places, but there's something about the YP program that I think is more on a kind of a college level. I mean, they're getting to do techniques that I didn't even do until I was really in advanced high school and at Steppenwolf Theater or college. They can do Meisner and viewpoints and things like that. So they're coming in having a base into these productions, you know, and you can say something and think, oh, I'm going to have to explain that, and you don't, because they just get it like that. Yeah. Sorry, I snapped really.
No. Well, I'm a snapper. Oregon Children's Theater has been doing incredible work for a very long time, and Stan's going to give us a little bit of a background about the history of the organization.
Well, the history of the Young Professional Company, because I think if I did the history of the organization, we'd be here for days. I just pulled a list this morning of the first official Young Professional Program attendees. So I just went through the list. That was 2004, 2005. It started before that on a very informal basis. Mm-hmm. So there are kids out there that are young. There are young people out there that are young professionals, but this was the first formal year, and I was just going down the list and looking at a few names. Brendan Robinson is on Pretty Little Liars in L.A. Brian Hunt is in New York, but right out of college, he went on a national tour of Billy Elliot. Colton Laster is a fashion designer in Los Angeles. Elizabeth Fagan is teaching in town. Laura Vilken graduated from Brown University. She's living in San Francisco. Who else on this list?
It must really give you a great feeling of satisfaction to see. I mean, I know that theater's your passion. You've been participating in this community for, I've known you for close to 30 years. And then to be able to pass on this to young people, I must make you feel fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of people think of legacy as some sort of building or something like that. I really think the legacy of this program of Oregon Children's Theaters, all the young people that come through the program, either as audience members or participating on a level like young professionals, it's amazing to see them bloom and grow. And a lot of them keep in contact to this day. It's amazing. In fact, we have three on staff. So Zoe Rudman, Blake Wells run our acting academy program, and Lucas Welsh is in our accounting department, probably going to be the general manager or artistic director of some company, maybe OCT someday. So it's amazing to see these young people come through and achieve. And I think the basic of it is Danny Baldwin, mm-hmm. and the teaching of empathy, humanity, but also just managing your own business, answering emails, keeping track of yourself, keeping your resume up to date, the ability to talk to people, go in and shake hands and say, hi, my name is. So some of these people on this list are engineers now, but I guarantee you they're the most creative, humane engineers in the world. And that's what I love. Danny says it, I say it. I would love for all of these young people to go on in careers in the entertainment business, but it's more important to me that we have creative, humane, empathetic humans in this world. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, the hallmark of the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so absolutely beautifully said, and I would agree. And, you know, you're making incredible programming at OCT, and then you blossom into the young youth program, and it's incredible work. And you know, Emma is here to show us that in the flesh. You know, you had told me earlier you want to be a teacher.
I do want to be a teacher, and I think I discovered that through the Young Professionals program, actually, because Danny gives us this opportunity where she will say, like, you know, if you want to be an assistant teacher in the acting classes at OCT, You can interview for that. So I interviewed to teach a couple years ago, and I've been doing it all the time ever since, and I love it so, so much. Mm. And the other thing that I got out of Young Professionals that was a little bit unexpected is I'm learning how to talk to people. Like, in eighth grade, I was very scared of a lot of people, and just like talking to other humans is a lot for an eighth grader sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I can walk into a room and feel like my space in that room is well deserved is really, really important.
Well, that's something to testify. You know, that's something I would encourage every parent and anybody who's got a young person in their life. This is a really great way, not just to be a part of the theater community in future. You know, lots of people don't want to do that, and that's cool. But just to have that opportunity to engage, and as Stan said, in a humane and empathetic way, changes the world one mind at a time.
And it's really an ensemble. You know, they audition for these productions. There's three productions a year.
Yes.
One of them is an improv show, and they audition for that, but they're doing workshops and doing stuff as a group, and there's how many actually in the
60.
There's 60 of them, and so it's team building, and there it's kind of an incredible thing to be around. Mm. And like me, when I was in high school, you see a lot of these students that you know, if they didn't have this, their life might be a little different for them. Mm-hmm. Whether that's something really dark in the sense that, you know, I mean, I know that when I was in Chicago, I worked with a guy at Steppenwolf that was that if he didn't have Steppenwolf, he would have been in gangs, you know. I would venture to say there's probably situations like that at YP. I don't know any specifically, but, you know, theater has the ability to save lives, and especially these young people's lives. And mm-hmm. gives them a place to go and have community and to focus on exactly what Stan just said, mm-hmm. which is, you know, to dwell on the possibility of hope and love and humanity.
Yeah, connection.
So, yeah.
And I know that you've added a playwriting facet to the program now recently with Matt Zrebski.
Yes. So several of the young professionals, I would say like 10, I don't know how many plays there are going to be at the New Works Festival, started writing plays at the beginning of the year. As an artist, you know the ability to create your own work and to create work is huge in a career. So just added that as a component. So it's one of the really many components of the program.
Well, not to mention the courage it takes to write anything, to put any part of yourself out there in that way. I mean, it's, again, building on what you were talking about earlier, growing a young person into a person of integrity and a risk taker and compassion. It's incredible.
I've got to say, so I had to go and be a stagehand for Orphans and have Emma boss me around after the show, which she did in a very polite, humane way. But the reason I had to do that is because all four actors in the show had that professional engagement because they are paid, and then they were all in the OCT improv troupe, Impulse, and they were going to Curious Comedy for a battle that night. So, just like in New York or like Chicago, they're going from their evening show to their late night show, and they're kicking butt, by the way, in the they're still winning, yeah. So it's like the second time the Impulse troupe is gone to defeat everybody they've gone up against.
Oh, wow. Great.
So, you know, here's four young actors that are getting the idea of, first I do my regular show, then it's either late night cabaret, and we have cabaret classes too, or it is improv, or it is all those things you put together for a career, including on camera, all of those things, stagehand, stage work, design work. I think it's incredible. The program was started because Danny and I talked about what we wanted when we were coming up, what we didn't get. And basically that was someone saying, it is possible. It is possible to do this, and here are all the things you need to know to make a career.
Right, you have such experts there and the tools to do it, and it sounds as though the students can really influence what they want to work on. You know, they show an interest in teaching, here's an opportunity to teach, you know.
They also now choose their own season.
Oh, that's great.
That's true. I, for the past 3 years, have been on the season committee. So what happens is Danny sends us a bunch of scripts and sometimes a soundtrack to a musical, and then we all read it, and then we meet up, and we have some snacks around a table, and we talk about each show and what we think it would bring to our company and what we think it could bring to, like, just to the city and what we want from our season, which is really, really valuable.
Mm. What you choose is who you are. I mean, the shows you plan, there's a beautiful term that I like to think about, that long form narrative of your season and what each show is bringing to your community, what you want to bring to the community. Again, another opportunity to connect.
Yeah.
They're great. I mean, that's the other thing too, is that they're super talented. I mean, I don't think I've ever worked with a YP that wasn't super talented, but they're just incredible humans. Like, these five that I just got to work with, I miss them. I miss them, like, all the time. I mean, not that I don't miss you, Susanna, and, you know, I miss you all the time, too. But, you know, it's just, they're part of my life now. And Justin, who you're going to talk to, every time I go to New York, you know, I hang out with Justin. And,
Well, you're shepherding these young people, and it's really meaningful. I think you develop a relationship that is really special.
I mean, I've worked with other students, not so much important, you know, and it's like, you know, they're super talented and they come in, you know, as an actor, we work on movies and we work on TV with young actors, and they're great, but they're maybe just focused on the ambition or the, you know, and they're just not as exciting humans,
right.
You know, and there's something about that they really celebrate the uniqueness and the compassion and the humanity of these students at OCT, and they're about the process, you know, which I think is a different focus. So it's not about, like, let's put on a show and make a bunch of money and let's be celebrities and all that. It's more about, like, let's tell a story the way that we want other humans to be able to interact with us and have that shared experience, you know, which is the Steppenwolf way too, you know, being honest in the moment. So that's why it really appealed to me. And I started teaching at OCT, I think, 2001 with Stan.
It is the 2000, yeah, I think it was 2000.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yep.
When I first moved here. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming, and there is an opportunity to see some of these new works at the New Works Festival, which will be running June 2nd and 3rd, and there will be 4 original plays written by students of Inkwell and 4 one-acts directed by the Young Professionals. You can go get tickets and learn more about the Young Professionals program at octc.org. And we're going to add another little interview here tomorrow when I'm going to be talking to another graduate of the program by phone patch. And so we'll put that here.
Also, I believe Curious Comedy, they battle again on June 2nd, I think, isn't it? I think at Curious Comedy at like 10 p.m. Could be wrong, but it'll be on the website. I think that's on the website.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah, thanks again for
thank
coming,
you guys.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
You too.
And now our interview with Justin Mark. Thanks to Tag Team Audio and Richard Moore for making the phone patch possible. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia, an interview with Justin Mark, who was a graduate of the OCT Young Professionals program. And as I just told Justin, I interviewed Val Landrum and Stan Foote and Emma Stewart. And now I'm really excited to have a chance to speak to someone who's a graduate of that program. And in between, you went to Juilliard, a relatively famous place to study acting, I'd say. How was it to go from the OCT Young Professionals program to Juilliard?
It was amazing. I feel like the Young Professionals program really set me up for a drama school like Juilliard. There's only 18 people in my class. There was only 18 people in my class at Juilliard, and I think there was about that many people in the YP program too.
Mm.
And, you know, you're with these same 4 people for 4 years. I didn't have classes with anybody else but these same 18 people, which is, you know, intense, but also amazing. Mm. And being a part of the YP program, you kind of have the same thing, obviously not to the intensity of a drama school, but you're meeting with the same people throughout the year who are all interested in the same thing, and you're sort of learning how to collaborate with them, which I feel is what a drama school looks for. They look for people who know how to relate and communicate and collaborate, and I think that's what YP program is so good at.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you're studying with a small group of people, as you did in both programs, you develop, I'm sure, a feeling of incredible trust and knowledge of each other. And then you end up graduating and living in New York City, where you go to an audition and you're in a room with maybe quite a few people you might know, but then you're required to have that same level of trust with a lot of strangers. How does that work for you?
Yeah, that's interesting. It is really difficult. A lot of the times I don't know who I'm auditioning for and have never met them. Mm-hmm. And you kind of take a level of, I guess you hope that from the work you've done and the training you've done, you hope that you can take a level of pride into the room. Mm. And you walk in with a level of confidence and knowing that you have a community of people. It is a really, you know, you'd think it'd be, you know, this large community, but really when it comes down to it, there's only a few of us, and there's a lot of people I see at auditions all the time, and the people I make things with or the people I've made things with from school, and even I keep in touch with people I've met through the Oregon Children's Theater Program.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that like level of artistic support, even when you're not necessarily near them in that classroom, I think it translates to your soul, I guess, and you carry it through to wherever you go. I don't forget the moments I had at the YP program. It was amazing. I got such a diverse range of experiences when I was there. It was something that my high school could never give me. It was incredible.
It's good for everyone to know that you grew up in Portland.
Yeah, Portland was amazing. And I feel like the theater community there was so welcoming in a way. I feel like if I grew up as an actor in New York, it's much more like, competitive, and you kind of have to, you got to know somebody and you got to do all that stuff. But in Portland, you find your group. I found Oregon Children's Theater, and that was sort of my entryway into this professional community that was a step above my high school, which I think served me as I auditioned for drama schools.
I think that really is a great point. And I was just talking to Rodney Hicks, who's in Come From Away.
And yes, on Broadway.
Yeah, bringing that sense of who you are and the grounding that you have personally into your work, it's really pivotal, probably for everyone, but especially for performing artists who have to put it out there every day in that way.
And really hard, too. Mm-hmm. There's a vulnerability that comes with that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the end of the day, that's what people want to see. You are this thing, mm-hmm. And allowing that to shine and having you be comfortable with that. It's not only you're bringing yourself, but you're bringing yourself to, if you're in Come From Away, you're bringing yourself to, 2,000 people every night. And if you're on TV, you're bringing yourself to, 10 million people every week. And so it's like, how do you develop the level of confidence to do that?
It's so interesting. I was just watching with Richard, our engineer, a video of Come From Away on Seth Meyers. And I realized as I saw Kendra Kassebaum looking at another actor that contact is very personal and they have a deep relationship. And if they live in that truthful, deep relationship, because you do know the people you're working with often, then you can be with them, and then that transparency kind of comes through to all those other people who are watching. It's kind of fascinating to think about.
Yeah, how the audience can almost sort of, I don't know what you'd call it, just sort of put it right at their own story.
Mm-hmm.
You see these two people on the stage, and they're connecting in this deep way. Maybe they've only met for this play, or maybe they've worked together for the last, 10 years. But when the audience sees it, whatever that sort of vibe between them is really resonates. And I think that's what makes good theater. And I think I couldn't imagine doing, I'm sure people have done it. Thankfully, I've not had this experience of doing a play with someone you don't get along as well with. It would just be difficult. It's work at the end of the day. It's like going to the office every day, and you're working with these same people. You have to respect each other, and I think it does come across on stage. So it's good that it's good to like see that video and be like, oh yeah, they're in it together.
In contact.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now you're doing all sorts of fascinating things, and I see you were on Gotham. How was that? Was that a wonderful experience?
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was my first network television experience, which is a big, big difference from what I did at school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of a level of inevitable pressure that comes along with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was sort of stressful, but it was fun. The parts and the show, if anyone's ever seen it, it's just very sort of like fantastical and heightened. And, the stakes are literally life and death. And that's, it's Shakespearean in a way. But it's also, it's Marvel. It's big. So being able to like play that for my first time on TV was a real treat. And I got to work with Paul Rubens, who plays Pee Wee Herman, which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a funny guy.
Mm.
Melinda Clark, who was on The OC,
and
another actress who was sort of kind of starting out like I was.
So now
it was just from my first experience, I think it was a really, I couldn't have asked for a better way to start that journey. Mm.
I saw that your character died. Did you die on film or off camera?
I died off camera, but
darn,
it was crazy because, spoiler alert, the penguin who we like bring into our family for a little while, he gets like kind of crazy and upset at us, and he ends up killing my sister and I and then cooking us into a roast.
Ooh.
And feeding us to our mother.
Wow.
So
talk about a little Oedipal Shakespeare. Wow, super.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So you were prepared for that kind of work in a theater career prior?
Yeah, totally. Like, it sort of makes sense that, like, that with that kind of show, that I could squeeze right into this. Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
So you told me earlier you're working on a play right now by Lauren Yee. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the play is called In a Word, and it's a new play. It's had a production in San Francisco and some other towns in America, but this is the first time it's being done in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a couple who they're on the 2-year anniversary of their 7-year-old adopted son's kidnapping.
Mm.
And they're just trying to go out to dinner, but the family can't quite stop thinking about the day that it happened and how it happened and the people involved. And these memories sort of actually turn into sort of retellings of the event, and I sort of play all the characters surrounding it. So I play the 7-year-old boy, I play the detective who was on the case, I play the principal who is the mother's boss, and I'm sort of trapped in this sort of purgatory of grief with them. And throughout the play, they're everybody is sort of just trying to move on. And we sort of explore how much harder that is in practice than in theory.
Oh, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's an amazing play. It's time is very fluid. I've never read a script like it. There are no linear, you know, blackouts or scene changes, or it goes. There's no intermission. It should be fascinating for an audience to watch, I think.
And that is at a theater called Lesser America, is that right?
Yeah, Lesser America. It's an up-and-coming theater company. We're doing it at the Cherry Lane Theater, which is in the West Village in New York, which is one of, like, a really prominent off-Broadway theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, we open late June. Oh. And if anyone's in New York, lesseramerica.com, you can find information and tickets.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. I would encourage anybody who's interested in seeing new work to get there and see it.
I think it will be a really special project to work on. I haven't done a play for almost a year, and there's a kind of a feeling of coming home in a way.
Mm.
It's different than doing movies or doing TV. There's more time involved, and there's more artistic energy in a way.
Well, and you're developing those deep relationships, and it sounds very challenging as an actor to play multi-roles and with non-linear, you know, just exploring what you're doing on stage. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh, great. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to me about the Young Professionals Company. I know that Val and Stan and Emma all just think the world of you, and I know they send you their love.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's good company right there. Those people mean a lot to me. I wouldn't be where I am, and I mean this in the truest way. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, well, the love of you and the love of what you're doing is palpable when I spoke to them about you, so that's terrific. And I wish you all the best in a word, and I hope everyone will go to New York and see it.
Hey, thanks so much. It'd be great to have you.
Yeah, have a wonderful rest of your day, Justin.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay!